Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, we've got a real treat for you today. We're diving deep into something incredibly powerful. Nurturing your inner child to heal those emotional wounds that might be holding you back. Ever feel like some parts of you are stuck in childhood? Like you're carrying around baggage from past experiences that just won't let go? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can absolutely change that. We can learn to love and care for our inner child, those innocent, vulnerable little souls within us, and in doing so, truly begin to heal. Think about it. Childhood is a time of immense learning and growth, but it's also a time when we're most susceptible to hurt and pain. Those experiences, whether big or small, can leave lasting imprints on our emotional landscape. And sometimes, those wounds fester beneath the surface, impacting how we relate to ourselves and others in adulthood. It might show up as anxiety, fear of intimacy, difficulty setting boundaries, or even chronic self-criticism. So, what's the secret sauce? How do we unlock this healing power within us? Well, it all starts with understanding that your inner child is a part of you, always has been, and always will be. It's not something to dismiss or ignore. It needs love, care, and compassion just like any other part of yourself. And when we give our inner child the attention it deserves, amazing things happen. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you begin this incredible journey. First, become aware of your inner child's voice. What are they saying? Are they feeling neglected, scared, or angry? Pay attention to those whispers, those fleeting thoughts and emotions that might seem out of place. They hold valuable clues about what your inner child needs. Imagine you have a tiny friend who's been whispering for years, but you haven't really listened. Now it's time to give them the space to share their story. Second, practice self-compassion. Remember that little voice? Treat it with kindness and understanding. It's okay if your inner child is hurting, just like it's okay for anyone else to feel pain. We don't need to judge or criticize them. Instead, offer them the same love and support you would give a dear friend. Imagine yourself being that comforting presence, offering a warm hug and a gentle listening ear. Third, engage in activities that bring joy. Remember those things you loved as a child. The games you played, the books you read, the adventures you had. Reconnecting with those joys can be incredibly healing. Think about it. What brought you pure happiness when you were younger? Maybe it was drawing, playing outdoors, building forts, or simply daydreaming. Don't feel silly revisiting these activities. They hold the key to unlocking that childlike wonder within you. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. Our inner child needs protection just like our adult selves. Saying no when we need to, prioritizing our well-being, and creating space for self-care are all ways to shield our vulnerable little ones from further hurt. Think of it like teaching your inner child how to navigate the world safely and confidently. And finally, seek professional support if needed. Sometimes healing deep wounds requires a little extra guidance. Therapists specializing in attachment styles can provide invaluable tools and strategies to help you nurture your inner child and create lasting emotional well-being. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant woman who's always striving for perfection but constantly feels inadequate. Deep down, she carries the wound of feeling unseen and unheard as a child. She sets impossible standards for herself, fearing failure and judgment. But then she starts practicing self-compassion, acknowledging those feelings without shame. She rediscovers the joy in painting, a childhood passion she'd long neglected. She begins to set boundaries, saying no more often and prioritizing her own well-being. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to heal those deep wounds, allowing her true brilliance to shine through. So there you have it. Nurturing your inner child is a powerful journey of self-discovery and healing. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of love, but the rewards are immeasurable. Remember, every day is an opportunity to reconnect with that innocent, playful part of yourself. Listen to its whispers, offer it comfort and kindness, and watch as your inner world transforms. You've got this. And I can't wait to continue this journey with you on future episodes of Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these powerful insights. Let's keep spreading the love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.